I got a comment on a theme that emerged last hour. Emerged twice with two callers. The theme of psychiatric illness, depression, anxiety. If you look at the stats, you look at the demographics, just millions of sources, you will find that things like depression are going up in our culture. Things like anxiety are going up. Severe mental illness, the actual biochemically related stuff, has pretty much stayed the same. And you would expect that. If there is a biochemical component to this, whatever percentage of the time this occurs in human beings, that's going to be relatively stable across places and times and cultures. But if a culture has a certain approach to life, then you would expect, depending upon this approach, you would find reactions in people. Look at our culture for a second. We are by far the richest culture the world has ever known. Across the whole culture, the standard of living, the options, for example, of food. We eat far beyond anything kings have ever eaten. Vast majority of our people in our culture have hot running water. They have heat. They have shelter. They have great shelter. They don't just have shelter. They got great shelter. They don't have bugs crawling through their shelter. They've got shelter that they can regulate the temperature on. We have harnessed technology at a level beyond, of course, anything in human history across our culture. We have unbelievable amounts of technology. We live longer lives. We dodge death all over the place, premature death, as it would be called anyway. And given all of these pluses, how do you explain more and more people are unhappy, anxious, depressed, sad, angry, discontent, amotivated? How do you explain this? What is it? My experience has been, my opinion, and there are others in the field who think the same way, much that we call mental illness is not mental illness. It's problems in life. Bad decisions. Compounded bad decisions. Wanting more than we can really have. Being discontent with what we don't have because we look all around us and see how much we could have. It is related to we've gotten soft. We don't struggle with a lot of things that most of human history has struggled with. When our Lord taught the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread, it was estimated that one in three or more folks in Palestine at that time didn't know where their next meal was coming from. So this was a real request here. Laying aside for the moment some of the theological levels of that request. Eucharistic ideas regarding give us this day our daily bread. So I, as a psychologist, look at folks. I see huge levels of sadness, of discontent, of angriness, of malaise, a lack of joy. See it all over the place. And it's usually a short period of time where a mental health professional diagnoses someone or a family doctor, pediatrician, somebody. You're struggling with depression. And it makes it sound as though the chicken came first. You're depressed. You've been depressed. And this is why your life is a struggle. If we can knock out this depression, you'll be better. All too often, what I see is that the depression was the egg. I haven't been living well. I've been discontent. I've been unhappy. I've been miserable in personal relationships. I don't like making $10 an hour in my job. Therefore, I'm going to really be upset. And I get depressed. I get blue. I get discontent. That comes as a result. Our culture essentially says, here, you need to have more of this. Here, you should be allowed to drive this kind of vehicle. Here, look at the house you could live in. Here, Why don't you have this amount of money? Hey, look, she won the lottery. You didn't win the lottery. Look at her now. Our culture constantly is in our faces saying, be discontent with what you have, who you are, what you make, what you can pursue. Be discontent. You need to have, you deserve more. It's all about you. Advertisers use this motto everywhere. It's all about you. You're number one. This is standard stuff. So, as a result, there's much to make us discontent. Life can never really live up to our expectations. So we get discontent. We get miserable. I see this in behavior problem adolescents all the time. Many of them are spoiled. They have been allowed to be behavior problems. They have been angry and surly and difficult for their parents. And it is usually only a short matter of time before a certain percentage of them gets diagnosed depressed. Why? Well, look how miserable he is. He's moody. He's surly. He's an angry child. Well, yeah, he is. Because he's growing up in an environment with a mom or a dad that says, well, okay, you could drive at 16. You know, all right, your grades are terrible, but you can still drive. Well, okay, you should have a computer. Well, that you could have this. I will tell you, less than 1 out of 10 children who come into my office that the parents say, he's a behavior problem and he's miserable. Less than 1 of 10, when I ask them, what kinds of possessions does this child have? And then we go through the standard litany, driving, computer, stereos, CDs, cell phones, all kinds of clothes. They dress 10 times as well as I do. Less than 1 in 10 does not have that stuff. It's amazing. It's incredible. And of the ones who are really, really strict, really, really strict, really, really strict, and he doesn't have a TV in his room, and he doesn't have his own car, he drives theirs, and they pay for his gas and insurance. And they're shocked. They look at the kid, and they go, how can he be depressed? How can he be so angry? How can he be so sad? Look what he's got. And I say, you don't understand. That's one of the reasons why he is angry and depressed. It's because of what he's got. It's just there. It's just been given to him. It just has occurred as a result. And you can extrapolate this to adults. I can't fathom the size of some of these houses that my Christian friends live in. I'm thinking to myself, why are you doing this? I mean, how much beyond excessive do you need? How far you got to go? Why? Well, because it's available. Because we can afford it. Yeah, but gee, you could give more to the church if you didn't have a $3,500 a month house payment. If you only had like $2,700 a month, you could give a lot more to the church. Give to Catholic Radio. But you see, in America, there's this mindset that go get do have. And as a result, we create depression. We create anxiety. We create discontent. We create misery. I saw a survey that said the kids entering college within the first year are being diagnosed with depression at all-time high levels. All-time high. Now, some might say, oh, yeah, we're a materially very wealthy culture, but spiritually we're impoverished. We really don't make God as much a part of our lives as consistently as past generations have. That's probably true. We have much more broken families. Our kids are coming from homes where mommy and daddy didn't stay together. Well, that's true, too. The divorce rate, I was reading, well, I said, geez, not more than 2-3 generations ago, it was 5%. 5%. It's a tenfold. We're not talking a little slippage here. We're talking an explosion. So all of these social occurrences breed what is now being called mental illness. How mentally ill is it really? Or how much of it's a reaction to the way we're doing things? The natural byproduct, to be expected, I had a very nice couple say to me the other night after describing their son's very, 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 very ugly behavior with them. And they said, you know, I can't understand why he's so nasty. We're not that bad. We're not that strict. We're not nasty to him. Why is he treating us this way? It baffled them because they were thinking, well, it's probably something within him. You know, there's some kind of personality characteristic, some kind of mental illness, some kind of depression. Maybe, maybe. But I will tell you, more often than not, as a therapist, I don't see a mental illness in a kid who acts that way. I see a long-standing buildup of attitude, of life view, of expectation and entitlement that breeds that kind of surly, discontent, malaise that is all too often labeled mental illness by somebody because our culture is very much influenced by the heavy, heavy emphasis on pathology within the person.